Unbelievable, I mutter under my breath, seeing no other way to get home since an Uber will take forever to get to this side of town. With my heels dangling from my fingers, messy hair and makeup far from fresh, I feel nervous. Out of everyone who could pick me up after a one-night stand, he's the last person I want. Unhurriedly, I make my way to the car, opening the passenger door and throwing myself into the seat. I don't look at him. I keep my eyes forward, tossing my heels on the floor in front of me as I attempt to put my belt on. It retracts twice and I blow out a breath when I finally manage to click it in. I try to ignore the addictive scent of mint, cigarettes, and Tom Ford's Noir, the same aftershave he's used for years. I try to ignore him, but his presence is everywhere, even after 2 years of silence between us. I cross my arms in front of me, glancing at him sideways. Lou said she was picking me up. He doesn't respond, looking bored as he types on his phone, his elbow perched on the leather divider between us. He has a fresh tattoo on his hand, which somehow makes it look even more veiny. I gulp, quickly looking away before he notices me letting my gaze travel up the new tattoos littering his body. His knees parted, gym shorts showing off his legs, he leans back against the driver's seat, still texting. My scowl deepens as I watch him reply to messages instead of driving me home. There's a cigarette tucked behind his ear, and wavy black hair, nearly as dark as his soul, falls over his forehead. As much as I'd like to say I've forgotten everything about him, I'm a terrible liar. I roll the window down, ignoring the chill taking over me while I try to stop his scent from clouding my judgment. Yes, he might be handsome, a person that ticked every box for me at one point, but he's my best friend's twin brother and completely off limits. I know that now.